Welcome to Peep Game Fantasy Football Podcast with your host, Larry McCormick.
Welcome. It's Peep Game Fantasy Football. Today, we're going to talk about all the moves that was made on the waiver wire. Some of y'all probably spent a lot of $5 on the waiver wire. I personally didn't. Because it's some questions going on with a lot of people that's being grabbed, you know, quite honestly, off the waiver wire today. So, let's just go ahead and get right into it. One of the false quarterback that was picked up off the waiver wire this week, from what I've seen, Geno Smith, he was heavily picked up. He had an amazing game last week against the Detroit Lions. And honestly, the wild thing about it, he's actually playing better than Russell Wilson, who they end up trading to the Broncos. As far as Kenny Pickett and Teddy Bridgewater, both of them was picked up. But like I told you all the other day, unless you're playing in a super flex or two quarterback league, I wouldn't pick them up. They don't need to be picked up in one quarterback league. Running backs. Now, we know that the Denver Broncos, they lost Javonte Williams for the remaining of the year. They signed Latavius Murray from the Saints practice squad to their team. In my personal opinion, I think Latavius Murray is going to be running behind Melvin Gordon, not Mike Boone. I've seen a lot of people spending a lot of $5 on Mike Boone. I wouldn't have. I think that Latavius Murray is the better pickup if you wanted to get them too. But if you playing with $5, I would still not put that much on Latavius Murray, maybe 7 to 10% maybe of your fab on Latavius Murray, because it's not like he's coming into Denver to beat his starting running back. He's still going to be behind Melvin Gordon. And I don't think he's going to overtake Melvin Gordon unless Melvin Gordon doesn't solve these fumbling issues he's been having, because Gordon has fumbled the ball 4 times already this year. Then we go to the Atlanta side. Okay, Cordell Patterson went on IR. He's going to be missing for the next 4 games. Okay, Tyler Algier is the next man up, but him and Huntley did split carries this past weekend, and Huntley got into the end zone. I still prefer Tyler Algier over Huntley, only because in passing downs, he also was running routes, and Huntley wasn't. So I can see you spending 10 to 15% on Algier and maybe like 7% on Huntley. But that's about it. And the reason why I say that is, if you all remember that when the season opened up in week 1, Damian Williams was running in front of both of them, but he suffered a rib injury in week 1. He actually, when the game first started, he actually got running back carries over Cordell Patterson. But he went down, Cordell went in the game, had a very good game and stuff, and then the rest is history. Damian Williams is due to come off of IR week 5. So if you sit there and you spent a lot of $5 on Algier or on Huntley and stuff, just know that you might only be able to use him really for 1 game if Damian Williams is ready to return in week 5. So I personally was getting either Damian Williams for free or just putting the dollar fab on him, picking him up, and I was putting him in my IR spot until he comes off of IR next week. I think that honestly is the best way to go, unless you in the jam and you need a running back this week. I would not have invested a lot in Huntley or Algier. Let's see. Any other one? Okay. Isaiah Pacheco, he's a good pickup, but I mean, I would only spend a few dollars on him. It looked like he's overtaking Jerick McKinnon over there in Kansas City, running behind CEH. So he's not a bad pickup. And also Rashad White of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We seen when they was down to Kansas City that Rashad White got a lot of opportunities catching the ball out the backfield, even despite him fumbling the ball in the beginning of the game. So he's another person. But again, these guys like Pacheco and Rashad White, I'm not spending that much $5. And if I got the number 1 waiver claim, if you don't have fab, I'm not using the number 1 waiver claim on Pacheco or on Rashad White. I'm just not. Let's go to the receivers. Not a lot of receivers really to talk about. I mean, you could sit there and take a flyer on Corey Davis for the Jets to see if you could use him as a flex. If Isaiah McKenzie is some kind of way out there, you could pick him up. We know he's in concussion protocol, but they did come out today and say that he is going to practice. So that's good for McKenzie. Now, on the Giants side, Kadarius Toney is supposed to be practicing this week. We know the Giants has been riddled with injuries to the wide receiver. And we know that even Golladay is dealing with, I think, an MCL injury. So they really need Kadarius Toney and Wandale Robinson to come back. What that means as far as fantasy, I really don't know what Kadarius Toney or Wandale Robinson going to mean. It seemed like Kadarius Toney been in the doghouse with Coach Dable, you know, the whole offseason into the season. So if he does play this week, I really don't know what to expect for Kadarius Toney. I mean, if you want to get him off the waiver wire, knock yourself out. But, I mean, I would only put probably a couple of dollars on him because, I mean, you really just don't know. If George Pickens from the Pittsburgh Steelers, if you was able to get him today, if he was available on the waiver wire, that's also a real good pickup. It seems like he got a rapport with Kenny Pickett, who was now the starting quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So, yeah, I could see that move too. And really, that's really about it. If some kind of way, of course, Michael Gallup is on the waiver wire, you want to make sure you get him. I would get him over all of the receivers that I just named. And circling back to the running backs, another running back that I forgot to mention is Raheem Mostert. If some kind of way Raheem Mostert is on the waiver wire, as it stands right now, I'd rather get Raheem Mostert over Tyler Algier, over Latavius Murray, over Mike Boone, over all of them. So that's definitely somebody I could see you getting off the waiver wire. And I think he is worth, if you did have a number one claim and you don't have Fab, I think Mostert is worth using that for him because we know running back situation is very scarce in the NFL. Tight ends. More than likely, David Njoku is not available. More than likely, Tyler Higbee, who's been a monster because Allen Robinson ain't doing shit. More than likely, he's not available. But if he is either one of them, you definitely want to pick them up. Any other tight ends really to talk about? I'm trying to think off the top of my head. I really don't think so. I think pretty much all the other good tight ends is already on people's roster unless you're in a very shallow league. And then defense is the stream. So a lot of them. You can stream Tennessee defense this week. You can also stream the Jacksonville Jaguars this week. That's a very good stream. Green Bay Packers is a good stream too. We know Green Bay let you down last week against the Patriots, but hopefully they'll do better this week. That's another good defense to stream. Heck, the Cowboys and the Rams defense, they both playing each other. Both of them are a good defense to stream. So that's the idea of defenses that you could pick up and use this week against your opponent. As far as Thursday game. Now, you all have to understand the stuff. When it comes to fantasy and stuff, it's the best thing to do is try to get maximum production out of your roster each and every week. Thursday, we got the Denver Broncos versus the Indianapolis Colts. We all know on the Denver side, Russell Wilson had his best game of the year last week against the Raiders. So you're starting Russell Wilson, okay? You're starting Courtland Sutton, and you're starting Jerry Jeudy. You start in Melvin Gordon. I put Melvin Gordon right now in the RB2 range instead of being though Javonte is gone for the year. I would not start Latavius Murray or Mike Boone this week, personally. Only Melvin Gordon. On the Colts side, Michael Pittman Jr. is who I'm starting. Now, they haven't ruled out Jonathan Taylor yet. He's wearing a boot on his ankle. I seriously doubt that he plays on Thursday. We should get more news later on today concerning Jonathan Taylor. But if he doesn't play, I would start Nyheim Hines. He could be a RB2, RB3. If Jonathan Taylor does play I don't think he's going to give you them RB1 numbers that you drafted him for, but you already know. I mean, 9 times out of 10, if Jonathan Taylor is playing and you got him on your team, you're playing Jonathan Taylor. I would say that this is a tough matchup going against the Denver Broncos, but I can't even say that because we just seen Josh Jacobs run all over them, you know what I'm saying, this past weekend. So that's my advice when it comes to that game. I definitely am not starting. I know Mo Alie-Cox had a good game for the Colts, but I don't feel comfortable starting him. I like Alex Pierce. Maybe if you got multiple flex spots, if you want to take that chance on Alex Pierce, but I wouldn't. Really, it'd be Michael Pittman Jr. and whoever starts that running back for the Colts, whether it is Jonathan Taylor or Nyheim Hines. That would be it that I would start on that side. And that would have concludes all really to talk about. I think the next episode that we have on Friday, we're going to do some sell high and buy low candidates as far as players in the league and have a discussion about it. Well, this is Larry McCormick, Peep Game Fantasy Football Podcast. Talk to you next time.